The stations of her loss. First, it came with first breath, with a baptism from holy waters, with a slap that knocked you into the noise of time. It came, as always, with numbered fingers and toes, a severed cord, a split brain, division and oblivion, a gift and a loss. It came with a thud like book to lectern. Oh, but it was good. While it lasted, no denying that. You loved your gift so much that you played it always and everywhere, even in bed as you whispered prayers. Second. For years there were hints of loss, but you ignored them in a long game of pretend. You played your persona, never letting on your uncertainty that you were losing your grip. If your lines stayed smooth, how would anyone know? You still wore your charms then, didn't you? Third. You lost a name, a date, a battle, a pastry. So what? When you lost your own grandchild, that was harder to reconcile. Better to make light of it, like children. Play hide and go seek. Words disappearing and yet retrievable. Game of time. Fourth. What to do about the loss of conjugation, the mangling of order and place? Yes, a dog can follow commands, curl into a ball, roll over, lie flat. But no dog ever baked a pie. What is the use of argument? You pled harmony, I begged particulars. Summertime we picked strawberries, me the soft furred fruits, you the firm green hearts. I was the little brown berry of your brood. The others had their own inflections. Did you forget that? Fifth, forgetting you forgot brought you back to innocence, to a time of laughter. Your speech became a marvel of invention, word bits strung in rapid chains with an ease any rapper would envy. I would snatch at the scatterings. If I didn't try for syntax, you made more sense. Macadam tar macadam madama dam macaroni. Our Lady of the Mirror shares communion. Sixth. You tossed your words like salad and the wind caught the chaff. You spit out your dentures when they cluttered your mouth. Only sticky words stuck. Snippets of song. Ah, pa 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 lorene, da 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 don dene. It was a time for dancing. Oh, avec mes sabots. You danced the day, you danced the night, out the door and through the woods, until you found a small safe house to hold you. Seventh. Your joints jammed and your limbs locked. You lost the spring but kept the fall. Down, down, down. We propped you in a chair. There, there, there. When I massaged your shoulders, it was like kneading boulders. Ah, yeah. You sighed, sweet nothings. You could still kiss. There was still time for lovemaking. Eighth. We found you sitting at your bedside, blathering to dolls. We drew our chairs around you. Story time. Your face raced from one plot to another. Grinning, then glaring, then gleaming. You would find a syllable and ride it. Up and up and up and down. Up and up and up. You had a voice that could fill a cathedral. Your roommates, mercifully, were deaf. Ninth. And when all your syllables were lost, you still had sound. When the nurses phoned me with updates, I could hear your voice from down the hall. Raw, elemental, untiring. I was embarrassed. I wondered what others must think of you. I did not realize that you were divining, keening your own wake in your mother tongue. 10th. Pneumonia. That old-time friend gripped your chest. You groaned and thrashed. Desperate it looked to escape your skin. The nurses offered opioid blessings. And while I sang the saints, you passed to silence.